delighted to welcome to Good Morning Monterey Bay from Opera San Jose. He's been on with us before. It's good to have you back on. Good morning to you, Kirk Dougherty. How are you?
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Good, thank you. We will not let technology thwart us. When we want to talk about Bizet's Carmen, damn it, we'll do that.
That's it. I agree.
Now, you are the resident tenor for the role of Don Jose. Perhaps you would tell the listeners what the opera is about. What is the storyline?
Sure. The story of Carmen is about a woman who is a gypsy living in Seville in Spain in the mid-19th century. And she is a gypsy who is working at a cigarette factory, but also sidelining in lots of contraband smuggling and other illegal activities.
Ooh,
and
naughty, naughty.
She is a bad, bad woman, but also a very good and beautiful and free and
lusty.
Amazingly attractive woman. So my character is Don Jose, and he falls in love with this woman and is attracted to not just her physique or something, physical, but her spirit and her beauty and
her wiles.
Intellect. Yes, exactly.
And gotta watch out for those wiles.
Well, exactly. And so who hasn't fallen crazily in love with the wrong woman before, right? So that's really the basis of the show. And my character makes many, many, many wrong turns, and it's a progression of wrong turns for him. And also the development of the Carmen character is from someone who is free-spirited and amazing to someone who actually falls in love perhaps with the right man, this other man, a bullfighter named Escamillo.
Oh, bullfighter and Escamillo. It's romantic,
yeah.
My dear.
It's very romantic stuff.
And it's a very well-known opera, isn't it?
It's about the most well-known French opera in the standard repertoire of major operas
now,
being performed now.
And who is playing Carmen?
Her name is Lisa Chavez. She's a fantastic mezzo-soprano. And not only does she sing well, but she's beautiful, acts well, and all-around great performer.
And that, for people who haven't been, Kirk, is one of the things about opera is you are singing, you are bejeweled and in the most fabulous costumes. The costumes in opera are always wonderful, but you're also acting as well at the same time, so you've got to be able to do it all.
Yeah, it is a very, very all-encompassing entertainment. Opera is originally just a word for basically great production, great work.
Oh,
so
is that what that
think
means?
Think of it that way. Yes, it's, yeah.
And who is your music director and conductor for this?
Joseph Marchesio, fantastic conductor and pretty awesome person all around, yeah.
You know, you got the job of a lifetime, don't you? Every time I talk to you, you just sound so exquisitely happy at what you're doing, and I just...
Well,
it must reflect a lot when you're actually on the stage and singing and performing, because when you're doing something that you love, and at the end of the day, there's very few people that can sing operatically and get it right, then it must be a marvelous melding of all of the talents.
Yeah, it is an amazing thing, and I feel very lucky. But definitely, it's one kind of a skill it's almost like driving a car very, very fast. And stunt driving, really.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. Now, when does the run begin and end for Opera San Jose?
This will be for the next 3 weeks, and this is Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and Sunday at 3. Our matinees are always Sunday for the next weekends, and our second shows are Saturday night this weekend, Thursday night the next weekend, and Friday night the weekend after that.
Lovely.
We have 6 shows total.
Lovely. Well, I'm glad we connected. Thank you so much. I hope the production goes very well, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks very much, Rosie.
Thank you very much.